Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. What's worse than discovering that your parked car has been towed? Being ripped off by the towing company for the privilege of picking it up. NewsWorks blogger Brian Hickey traveled to Camden to look into allegations of overcharging. And Brian, I understand you were in the services of a motorist whose 2010 Jaguar is still in the custody of Camden Towing Incorporated.
Yes, I was. I spent much of the last week with a gentleman by the name of Troy Oglesby over in the city of Camden, and he was telling me a story about how his car got towed, namely that he was upset that he was getting charged $160 for the tow when $89 is the price of a tow in the city contract. So he is on a mission to kind of fix that situation for himself and others.
Was he able to find others who also endured extra fees?
He was able to find about five or six people over the course of the 2 days where I was with him that shared similar stories to what he told me.
Tell us more about this Mr. Oglesby. Apparently he was a write-in candidate at one time for mayor, a former Cherry Hill cop.
He ran for mayor back in the 90s after his brother was murdered. Then he is a Cherry Hill police officer who lost his job in a sort of controversial sense. He is co-owner of the Philadelphia Spirit, the ABA basketball team, American Basketball Association.
And he also had prior dust-ups related to parking when he was affiliated with one Donovan McNabb.
Yes, he was. He was a Donovan McNabb advisor and head of security, and there was a trial where Donovan's car was parked in a handicap spot, and he took the fall for that, saying that he was driving, not the old Eagles quarterback.
So back to this alleged infraction, to what extent were you able to also hear from the tow operator?
Well, I met the tow operator when Oglesby went over to the lot last Friday, and he claimed that the complainant is all wrong and that he's reading the contract right, and because flatbed towing was used, he's allowed to charge $160 a tow.
But it's discretionary on the part of the tow owner whether to call in that flatbed truck.
Well, yeah. Bill Hargrove, the owner of the tow company, told me that some cars, Oglesby included, can't be lifted off of the front like a normal tow truck would, so a flatbed has to be brought in. And in bringing that flatbed in, it costs a little more from them, so they're charging extra for that service.
Brian, this back and forth over the extra flatbed fee of $71 is certainly a matter of opinion. Ultimately, it's a matter of law.
While the city spokesperson said would only confirm that they are looking into it, city attorney Mark Rondino said that looking at the contract itself, they're not allowed to charge over $89. So I'm sure that will come up over the course of the investigation.
Is there a history of allegations of improprieties toward Mr. Hargrove?
To hear Hargrove tell it, no, that he's only gotten two complaints in recent months or years, and both times they were involving Mr. Oglesby, whose car was towed in May and then again in early July, which led up to this confrontation of sorts.
Take us through the path by which Mr. Oglesby also ran into frustrations trying to find relief or a path to relief through the legal system.
Well, we started with him showing me all of his receipts in the library in Camden, and then we drove over to City Hall, where he went to the city attorney's office and the purchasing department, and even to Mayor Dana Redd's office, seeking help, I guess is the best way to put it, and nobody was opening their doors to him that day. But then a couple days later, when he arranged for a protest at the lot itself, I called over to the city, and a spokesperson got back to me saying, they have received his complaints, and they're taking them very seriously. So that's where it stands today, is that City Hall over in Camden is looking into his allegations that Camden Towing is charging more than they should, not only to him, but to every car that they have charged $160.
Thanks, Brian.
No problem.
NewsWorks blogger Brian Hickey on NewsWorks Tonight.